More tax, but triple lock stays in place. The budget has dealt a blow to pensioners, who will now be paying more tax through to 2031 due to the continuation of the freeze in personal tax thresholds. The thresholds will remain at the 2021 level of £12,570, at which 20% tax becomes payable. If the personal allowance had risen in line with inflation since 2021, it would now be £15,655. The continuation of the freeze means much more of pension increases will be taken each year in tax. However, Chancellor Rachel Reeves also delivered some better news by confirming that state pensions will rise by 4.8% from April 2026, reflecting the annual increase in average earnings to July, in line with the triple lock. This means the highest rate of state pension will increase to £12,548, £241 a week. The basic rate of state pension, pre-April 2016, will rise to £9,615 a year, £185 per week. The Chancellor also announced that there will be no change to the cash ISA tax-free allowance of £20,000 for the over-65s. For the under-65s, £8,000 of the £20,000 limit must be used in stocks and shares ISAs. On energy costs, households can expect a fall of about £150 a year in their bills. The Chancellor said the government would end its energy company obligation next March, as well as reducing the amount households pay towards the renewable obligation scheme through their energy bills from 1 April. Together, the government says these measures will save a typical dual-fuel household of around £150 a year on average from 1 April 2026. The reduction will largely be seen on electricity bills. Despite the chunks of good news in the budget, the Institute for Fiscal Studies said that households faced a truly dismal increase in their disposable income. It highlighted analysis of the tax and spending plans by the Office for Budget Responsibility, which forecast that average disposable income would increase by only 0.5% annually over the next 5 years. Taking account of care. Just before Budget Day, campaigners from the Care and Support Alliance, CSA, delivered a symbolic red box to 11 Downing Street. It was filled with stories of older people, disabled people, and unpaid carers across the country whose lives are dependent on the care and support services they can access. The most important figures to consider aren't in spreadsheets. The highest rate of state pension will increase to £12,548, £241 a week. The CSA represents more than 60 of England's leading charities lobbying for a properly funded care system. The move, 2 days before Budget Day, aimed to remind the Chancellor that the most important figures to consider aren't numbers in spreadsheets, but the millions of people struggling without the care and support they urgently need. The CSPA lent its support, represented by Deputy General Secretary David Luxton and Office Manager Nadine Morris. Article ends.